Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, January 21st, and man, my luck ran out finally. God, I got to rave a little bit about the drive into the studio in Hollywood here downtown. Been pretty lucky the last several months on several of my shows coming from the beach cities. And hopping on the freeway at about 10:45 Mondays, you know, everybody's in their work mode, and they're all in their offices, it seems like. I just sailed down here, 35 minutes to the studio here at Kill Radio. However, today, man, my luck ran out. Definitely ran out. Traffic everywhere. It was a nightmare. Just a nightmare. So be it. Can't win them all. All right, so late start here. Today we've got some Northern and Southern California race results again, live from Boulevard Road Race in Southern California. And Knights Ferry Road Race, Northern Cal, Southridge Off-Road Mountain Bike Racing out in Fontana for you mountain bike racers. And we were out in the field also with some interviews at Southridge with some of the race finishers as well on a rainy, muddy, slippery day out there at Southridge. Robert's got some great interviews with those guys, covered with mud. And a little local training ride review. We talked to the founder of one of the local rides, the Wheatgrass Ride, Counselor Mike. We'll be hearing from him on a pre-recorded on-the-bike interview. And a short product review today we've got also on kinesiology tape by Robert. So let's head into some race results right now.
Boulevard Road Race, Masters 55s, taking third place Jeffrey Morton, riding for Rockform Rock and Road, Lawrence Nolan in second, Team Specialized, and your winner, Rockform Rock and Road, William Ralph, and the Masters 60-plus, Mark Huffman, taking third place, Joseph Lemar in second, and your winner, Cal Zalat, riding for UC Cyclery JW Floors. Women's 3-4s, Joni Kelso in third place, Sky Flashweight Racing. B49 Women's Cycling Team, Amy Benner in second, and your winner, Tracy Tilton. And in the collegiate, men's Ds, Jonathan McKenzie picking up that win. Collegiate men's Bs, Adam O'Comb for Cal Poly San Luis Obispo taking that win. And collegiate men's Cs, Stefano Rossi was your winner there at the Boulevard Road Race. And down near the Mexico border, more Boulevard Road Race results in Southern California. Masters 45 plus. Podium positions rounded out by Big Orange Cycling. Jeffrey Cosmo, third place. Breakaway from Cancer's Masters rider, Thurlow Rogers, in second. And your winner, G-Money himself, Greg Liebert. In the Masters 55s, Rockform Rock and Roads, William Ralph taking that win. Men's Category 5s, beginners, Julian Bowling, riding for Big Orange Cycling, picking up the win there. In the collegiate men's A's, UC San Diego's Andrew Ulfstad taking the win. Women's Category 3s and 4s, Joni Kelso, picking up third place for Skyflash Racing. Amy Benner in second, riding for B4T9 Women's Cycling Team. And Tracy Tilton was your winner. Women's Category 1, 2, 3s, Jessica Kara taking third place, riding for Focus Bikes. And Tinkerbell Hickok picking up second place with Spy Giant Ride. And your winner, first place, going to Janelle Holcomb. The men's Category 3s, third place picked up by Eric Bierman, second place going to Michelob Ultra Lagrange's Sven Riso, and your winner, riding for MRI Endurance Elite Juniors, Seth Veenboss. Men's Category 4s, Tim Eaton, riding for Bike Religion, taking third place, Aristio Robles in second, and Ride Cyclery's Trevor Kresser picking up the win for the Boulevard Road Race. Complete results at scnca.org.
Oh, I just
Northern California's myself. Knight's Ferry Road Race held on February 2nd. Men's Category 1-2 Pros taking the podium. Menso De Jong out of Cupertino running for Team Cliff Bar. And it was a 1-2 sweep from Team Bicycles Plus Sierra Nevada. Todd Stone taking second place and Joshua Carling picking up the win at Knight's Ferry. And in the Masters 45s, Cat 123's Dirk Himley riding for Hammer Nutrition taking that win. Jared Hudson picking up the win for Squadra San Francisco in the Men's Cat 3s. Masters 35's Cat 3's Oliver Ryan taking the win riding for Team Mike's Bikes. And in the Men's Category 4s, it was a MASH San Francisco rider, Walton Brush from Portland, coming down to take the win there. Category 5 beginner men, third place going to Darren Morgan from Sacramento, and from San Francisco, Jim Wimpy taking second, and also from San Francisco, Ryan Jones picking up the win in the men's beginners. Masters 55 and over, Morgan Stanley Smith Barney specialized's Steve Archer taking that win, and in the women's pro, Cat 123's Michelle Kunha picking up the win, and women's 3s and 4s. Delta Velo's Chelsea Brown rounding out the podium in third place. Megan Alderette picking up the win, the second place position, that is, from San Francisco. And picking up the win, Pinnacle Women's Racing's Lisa James. That was the Knight's Ferry Road Race in Northern California, held on February 2nd. Complete results at usacycling.org. All right, Southridge USA Winter Series race results for January 27th. At Southridge in Fontana, cross country mountain bike racing. In the pro men, taking the podium in third place, Waylon Smith with a time of 1:26.44. Gustavo Pedroza in second with a time of 1:26.26. Very close between those two. And Daniel Benson picking up the win in the pro man with a time of 1:23.51. Expert men 18 and under, Wyatt Myers picking up that win. Expert men's 19 to 26, Spencer Rathkamp picking up that win. And in the women's categories, second place going to Christina Probert Turner with a time of 14:28. And your winner in the Open Women, Essence Barton, picking up that win. Sport men 18 and under, Jeremy Call taking the win there. And in the Sport men 35 and over, Terry Cook picking up the cross-country win. Sport men 51 to 59, Dave Culbertson taking the win, followed closely by Alan Morissette in second place. Beginner men's, juniors, 10-year-olds, Dominic Turner, congratulations to him. Ethan Sanchez in the beginner men's 12-year-olds taking that win. And in the beginner men's 35 to 42, Bryant Likes taking that win there. And in the single speeder, single speed men 34 and under, Casey Miller picking up the win there. And beginner women's 34 and under, Crystal Robertson taking the win. For complete results on Southridge USA, visit southridgeusa.com on your website.
All right, that's some local race results. And we got some upcoming events as well here on Bike Sport Radio. We've got, what have we got?
Boulevard.
Yeah, feedback. We got feedback. Okay. Calm down. Okay, there we go. Upcoming events coming up on February 10th, Southern California's Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium, brought to you by Canyon Velo Cycling Team. Canyon Velo, the 27th annual Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium. Roger was a event promoter himself and took on several things over his lifetime. Very good guy to cycling. Put in a lot of hours on a local Tuesday afternoon training series called the El Dorado Park Criterium in Long Beach before he retired from race promotions. And we miss you, Roger. Always had a comical word to say at the beginning of each of the training rides. The Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium coming up Sunday, February 10th, racing for all categories, including juniors, women, men, and masters. And a huge masters 55-plus cash purse of $1,000. That's right, $1,000 cash to 10 places for the masters 55-plus. And we'll have a good report on that race. I'm actually going to race in that category, in the Masters 55-plus, and it'll probably be the biggest cash prize purse I've ever raced for. You know, nobody gives the Masters that kind of money. So thank you, Canyon Velo, and Carl Moeller, the new director. Should be a great day out there, February 10th. Full details on this event can be found at canyonvelo.org, canyonvelo.org, for the Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium coming up February 10th. And on February 16th and March 30th, the Peninsula Cliff Climb Time Trial Series in Palos Verdes. February 16th coming up, named in the honor of Steve Bowen, the late Steve Bowen, owner of Palos Verdes Bicycle Center. Racing for all categories in the SoCal Cup as well. Visit backontrackproductions.com for details on the Peninsula Cliff Climb. What else we got? We got Northern California's 27th annual Madera County stage race in Northern California. And this consists of three stages. Stage one, the Ben Hur Hill Climb Time Trial using Ben Hur Road. So, yeah, no spikes, no spears, and no macing your opponents next to you. It's not that kind of a chariot race. It's a time trial. The Ben Hur Hill Climb Time Trial, stage one. At the Madera County stage race. That is for Category 1-2 Pro and 45-plus 1-2-3s only. The other categories do not do the Hill Climb Time Trial. And that's on Friday, March 8th. On Saturday, March 9th, Stage 2, the Madera Criterium and the Charonne Time Trial, Saturday, March 9th. Those races are held concurrently, so you've got to go from site to site. And categories are skewed, so obviously you crisscross, you do one, and then you go near the other. Time trial is only a 10-mile flat loop. And the criterium is the same as 1991 through 2012. It's a flat four-corner crit, great pavement in southwest Madera. And then stage four, the Dualton Road Race. That's a D-A-U-L-T-O-N. I don't know how to pronounce that. What the heck? Sunday, March 10th, the Dualton Road Race. And that's a 17-mile, mostly flat loop, too, with some series of short hills on one side, and that's it. So, hey, that sounds like my kind of event, not being a hill climber myself. So, there is no race day entry. Again, there is no race day entry for the 27th Madera County stage race up in Madera County. And you must pre-register. There's no entries after Wednesday of that week. You can sign up online at bikereg.com. And find further details about the event at velopromo.com, the Madera Stage Race. Four stages up in Northern California. All right, we've got some pre-recorded good stuff here. We've got a product review coming up by Robert Sandoval, doing a product review on kinesiology tape. We've got some interviews out in the field at Southridge Cross Country Mountain Bike Race and also the Wheatgrass Ride. So sit back and enjoy some of these things. Here's our product review on Rock Tape right now. Rock Tape that was reviewed by Robert out in the field. And hey, Robert, thanks for reviewing our product here. Tell us a little bit about Rock Tape and its use and what it is, what kinesiology tape is.
All right, well, Rock Tape is a brand. That's actually the name of the brand of kinesiology tape. Kinesiology tape is a tape that was designed in Japan by chiropractors and acupuncturists. And they were looking for a way to help stimulate blood flow through the body, especially in areas of injury that needed that blood to recover. So they came up with this type of tape. The whole family of tapes is called kinesiology tape. And then we've got all these different brands. So the brand we're going to look at today is Rock Tape. Rock Tape was one of the first ones I heard about, and got a hold of some of that because I was having some issues I wanted to address with my knee. You know, as we get older, it's getting harder on the body to keep up.
Yeah.
But I ended up checking out this Rock Cave and read some of the reviews online, go on their website, check out what they were all about, and tell you, I've tried about three different ones, and by far, this is probably one of, I'd say it's going to be the best of the three, but each has their little strengths and weaknesses, so we're going to talk about Rock Cave first here.
Okay, before we do that, though, maybe tell our listeners exactly how does kinesiology tape work? What does it actually do?
Kinesiology tape, the principle behind it is, what it does is it attaches to the upper layer of your skin, and kinesiology tape is actually has flexibility built into it. It's not like regular cloth tape where you would wrap up your ankle so it can't move. Kinesiology tape, what it basically does is it will stick to the upper surface of the skin, and you actually pulls away from the softer tissues underneath. It doesn't like separate it, but it just kind of uncompresses the skin a bit. And what that does is it allows blood flow to flow through that region. So it's not like you're going to wrap your whole leg up and it's going to have these instant healing powers. There's actually certain techniques that you need to watch to apply this tape. It's not just, okay, let me put it over my area like a Band-Aid. It's no, there's certain things you need to do. There's a certain amount of stretch you need to apply before you stick it on and whatnot. And so to go onto the website, you can actually watch the videos of how to do it.
It's kind of counterintuitive. It's you're not actually compressing and holding the muscle and the tissue together by taping it tight, but are you actually releasing it and allowing the muscle and the blood to flow better?
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. It's not the old type of taping. We have this old mentality of pre-wrapping our and then taping as tight as we can to keep a joint or a limb from moving, to support it, to kind of make a crutch for us to get through our activity, but not really healing the joint,
right,
or healing the issue. And their thoughts on this kinesiology tape is that, you know, instead of just locking down that area, let's keep the flexibility in that area and let's get blood flow moving to the area. Now, of course, we don't want blood flow immediately after an injury because we want to keep swelling away until it's ready to start the healing process. So, you know, if you just, you know, banged yourself up right away and you're not really sure, you know, about what's going on, I wouldn't apply it as a compression wrap. It's got a purpose for healing. So that's the whole theory behind kinesiology tape itself, is to increase the rate of healing to, you know, damaged to muscles and tendons and stuff like that.
Cool. Okay, so you tested Rock Tape, which is the name of the brand, and how'd the test go?
Test went really well. I was really impressed with this tape. Usually with any kind of taping you put on your body, they tell you don't get wet. Otherwise, it unsticks. And this is actually one tape you can apply it the day before an event and take a shower with it, and the tape is still there, and the strength is still there. It is an amazing, amazing tape. It does take a little while to learn how to use it. And that's why I say you really need to go online and watch their videos, because they target what region you want to tape, and they show you the techniques for it. And the tape itself is awesome. It's very natural. It's only 97% cotton, 3% of it's nylon. That allows for the stretch. The adhesive they use is non-latex based. It's really sticky, though, but not so sticky that it leaves a residue when you pull it off. So I had really good luck with it. I had some knee issues early last year, and I found the tape. I started applying the tape. It doesn't make the pain completely go away, but you can actually feel the support it gives. Like, for example, it was my left knee, and I was having pain on the outside. I applied the tape the way they told me, and I could feel the support right away in the muscles. I could feel that little tension from the tape. And it was like, whoa, hey, you know, I don't feel it as much. It was still there, but it was, like, diminishing over time. And as I went along through the season, it actually got to a point where I didn't even apply the tape anymore. And it was kind of like, boom, it was gone. And what basically had happened is I had a muscle imbalance in my legs. So that actually helped kind of balance it back out, because before I knew it, it was gone. And everything was good. And then later on, I developed some shoulder issues, which ended up being a real severe injury. But that tape actually allowed me to get through quite a few volleyball games, a couple of bike races where I was having a lot of issues with the shoulder, just by supporting the muscle, like pulling and supporting, holding things in place, but yet I still had motion. And the knee was really the ultimate test of their adhesive and their flexibility in the tape, because the knee is constantly bending, and with most tapes, you can see them start lifting after a few minutes. I went through all of Sea Otter last year with that tape on my knees, and anybody who knows who raced cross country there last year, it was wet, it was foggy, misty, dusty. I finished, and my tape is still on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff works very well. I was very impressed with it, and it just... like I said, they've got a great product, and they've got a whole bunch of other products as well. Other things such as they've got some, they're looking at the nutrition aspects of trying to flush lactic acid out of your body a little faster. They've got this stuff called the Soft, the Rock Soft, which is kind of a treatment you can apply to your legs. It's a heat-based treatment, so let's say you tape yourself and you still need a little more, you can apply this Soft to it. And it will not affect the tape, and you'll still get the heating sensation.
Yeah. I got a chance to actually get them to support me for the Hootie 500 2 years ago, and put the tape on my upper quad and around my kneecap. And I think it was a 40 hours worth of riding. I never touched the tape. It stayed on the whole 40 hours. In fact, I think it even stayed on the next day because I showered with it on. It was too tired to take it off. And fell asleep, and it was still on the next day. Good stuff.
It's really neat how it actually, and some of the different claims you'll hear is that how it actually helps you feel a little fresher because you've got that support. And a lot of people are using it even without injury. So let's say they're going to be running a marathon. You go watch any of these recent marathons, you're going to see a lot of people who are taped up. And it's not that they're hurt, it's that they're trying to keep, maybe that's a weak area in their leg. They want to keep that area kind of fresher. And, I started noticing that more and more athletes were using it to combat muscle fatigue. A lot of the elite athletes were saying, my lower back would get tight. I started applying it to my lower back before the event, and I didn't notice as much tightness. And, you're definitely not, if you're a 5-hour marathoner, this tape's not going to make you a 2-hour marathoner. but it might help a little bit with some of the discomforts and whatnot. So there's a lot of different things out there, and this is one of those that's kind of making endurance-like athletes. Did I say that right? No, endurance athlete life. That was a tongue twister right there.
It is.
A little easier.
Multiple syllables.
you know how it is with teachers. We can't speak. definitely this rock tape. They offer and for anybody in the PT, you can sign up with them and actually become a certified tape installer. That's what I call them.
Huh.
They train you to go through their classes, and they show you how to tape every part of the body for whatever reason you want. And I did meet one of these people at a cross race, and I watched her just handle. Somebody came up to her, and I happened to have some tape on the table, and somebody said, "Oh, I had just fallen, and I had a banged up something," or I can't remember exactly what it was. And she said, "Oh, no problem, I got something for that." She sat her down, cleaned her up, tape was all on, and went and finished the race. And she was like, "Wow,"
Cool.
It didn't make it stop hurting, but she says, "I didn't feel as much." So
right.
It was. An interesting product. Definitely get out there and try it.
All right. Kinesiology tape. Good idea. Anything else you want to add about them?
Let's see. You can go to rocktape.com. Price-wise, price point, it's fairly low. I think I've paid under $20 for the tape. Lots of colors to choose from. You can match your kit. If you want a temporary little tattoo on your leg, they got real cool little shapes. Check out their website, and you can read a little more about it, see if it's something you need or something you want to try. You never know. These little things, the whole purpose here is let everybody know what's going on, so take a look at it.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for calling in, Robert, and doing that product review and kinesiology tape. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I look forward, and once again, to all product managers out there, let us know you want to get a product online. Drop us a line, and Brad, giving the info.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Product review. Kinesiology tape. Check it out. Check it out. Bike Sport Radio continues here. We've got also Robert had a chance to be in the field out there with some Southridge cross-country mountain bike interviews with some of the muddy riders concluding their races. Let's go to that now. That was a fun day out there in the mud and rain at Southridge Cross Country Mountain Bike Racing. And also, they got another race coming up, I believe it's this week. Check out southridgeusa.com. Here's those interviews in the mud now.
Okay, here we are. This is Robert from Bike Sport Radio out here in Fontana at the Southridge Winter Series. It is raining. I just finished my race a little while ago. Got cleaned up. Now I'm going to come out here and interview some riders as they finish up the race and see how it was out there. I can tell you how it was, slippery and slimy. But these guys are finishing up and they're looking pretty spent and pretty dirty. Anyways, see what I can find out here. And go ahead, talk
about
as
today's conditions. First lap was pretty fast and clean and easy, and then I think the second half, as it gets mucky and everybody's chains falling off, that's what separates the guys that know how to manage a race. So you gotta stay within yourself, maybe not crank too hard to make your chain fall off. And while somebody else is getting frustrated back there, you gotta manage and stay within yourself and the conditions. And
yeah.
I love this. This is what it separates, you know, people that know how to manage their time and their skills.
Yeah, that was my issue. I lost my chain too once or twice. It wouldn't shift. So finally, I just locked it in gear and single speeded it. How was your race?
It was great. You know, that first lap was super flowy. They had a really, really good course set up here today. Organizers put on a great event. Second lap, it started raining a little bit and separated the guys from, you know, who knew what they were doing and how to handle conditions, and the guys that didn't, and it really separated the field. That last section back there by the riverbed got really messy, and it was more like downhill skiing, flying down the trenches and stuff, but it was a lot of fun. Great time, a lot of fun, you know.
So what class were you in?
I raced at Sport today.
Okay, cool.
So it was pretty good.
And your name?
David.
All right, David. Awesome. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
So I have a hunch we're going to hear a lot of that today as they're finishing up, not looking too clean. Okay, looks like we got Wyatt here who just finished up his race, not looking too clean. So let me give you to him to let him talk about his race.
Well, it was raining pretty hard out there. So, you know, it was really muddy. The downhill was really sketchy. It was really slippery. I almost went down a few times. And I kept getting dirt in my eye and be riding blind on the downhill. Not quite sure where I was going.
And how many laps did you get to do out there?
I got to do three.
Woohoo! Three laps in that slime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have that. So how do you think you did, you said?
I won the junior race and got fourth or fifth overall.
Awesome. Good job, man, for these conditions. Any bike issues? You can't shifting or anything?
Rubbing brakes the whole time and, you know, just some hard shifts, turning onto some steep sections.
Sounds
other
good.
Other than that, fine.
Awesome. Good. Sounds like you had a great race, and we'll see you guys out here the rest of the series.
Thank you.
It's editable. It's editable. We're with Bike Sport Radio on the Wheatgrass Ride, climbing Hawthorne. And Wheatgrass Ride founder here, Mike Norris, Councilor Norris, cruising up on a gorgeous day.
Brad House, how lucky am I to get a chance to ride with you?
Oh, God, I didn't mean to punish you like that. But
the man, the myth, and the legend.
Well, sometimes people emerge in these social groups as leaders for whatever reason, and you seem to have emerged as a leader starting this ride, right? Did you start this ride, or what? You started
3 years
it,
ago.
Yeah.
Rich Keegan and Seth Davidson and Miles Irish and I,
uh-huh,
we show up every Sunday morning and ride all by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And then my good friend Seth Davidson anointed our ride and said it was one of the best rides in the United States. And the rest is history.
All right, and don't mess with Seth. We know about his blog, so Seth's word is the word. So cool. So Malaga Cove on Sundays at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
At the fountain. Ride your own pace. We regroup a number of times during the ride. Everybody's welcome.
Yep. And tell us about the name. How did it get the name?
Well, at the end of every ride on Sundays, We stop at Jamba Juice, and somebody buys wheatgrass for the whole group.
And we know who that somebody is, a very generous man.
Nate Fenstermacher.
Yeah. The wheatgrass ride. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Brad, thanks for having us.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, yeah, thanks for listening. Short show today, and stand by for Brad's Vinyl coming up next on killradio.org. We'll see you next time.